Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 395, Shin Tzadi Hei, the mitzvah of Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon, the Torah tells us in Parshas Korach, among other places, today the second to last mitzvah in Parshas Korach, as we close in on another Parsha, Baruch Hashem, two more days, and then we will move on to Chukas and the coming up Parshas. So today's mitzvah is related to yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about what the Levi has to do, the Avoda. The Avad HaLevi, who has Avodas Ol Moed, the Heim Yisu Avonam. And then the pasuk says, "Ki es masar bnei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem truma nasati l'Leviim l'nachala." The masar of bnei Yisrael that they take off as truma. Truma is considered something drawn up, not dafka truma, what we call truma. I have given to the Leviim as a nachla. Alkein, again repeating, amati l'bnei Yisrael, amati l'hem patoch bnei Yisrael lo yinchalu nachala. So this is the pasuk referring to true Maaser Rishon, and Baruch Hashem will get to what happens with the Maaser Rishon. That'll be in the next mitzvah. That's Maaser Rishon. Again, a tremendous amount to talk about in this mitzvah. We'll try to get through the basics. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenischaivu bnei Yisrael laseis chelek echad me'asar achalakim mizera ha'aretz alviim. There's a chiyuv upon all bnei Yisrael to give 1/10 of the produce of the land to the Leviim. This is after Bikurim. This is after Truma. Then one has to take 1/10 of what's left and give it to the Leviim. Shene emar, ki es ma'asar b'nei Yisrael she'erimu l'Hashem truma nasati l'Leviim. I take off 1/10 of what I have, give it to the Leviim. Maaser Ksafim is for sure not a separate mitzvah. According to most Mepharshim, it's not even a mitzvah daraisa. It's probably the Rabbanan or probably a minhag. Maybe we'll talk about that in the coming days. But today, there's enough to talk about on the daraisa level of Maaser Rishon. For Nehemar, it also says in Mechukosai, V'chamasar Aris, V'chul, Hashem Hu, V'zeh Anikra Maaser Rishon. So, we all know that Maaser Rishon comes up in every year of Shemitah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, except for Shemitah. During Shemitah, there's no Maaser taken off. The land lies fallow. But every other year, 1 through 6, there is Maaser Rishon. Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani switch off in the years, but Maaser Rishon is every year. As the Chinuch said, the mitzvah is going to give it to the Leviim. There is an interesting machlokas tanoim that one should be aware of, and that is in Yevamos Daf Peivav. There are some tanoim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that on a daraisa level, you could even give it to the Kohanim. Kohanim or Leviim, it's your choice. But we pass on the Rabbi Akiva, who says that it's only given to the Leviim, not to the Kohanim. There is a point we'll get to that Ezra HaSofer, when the Leviim did not come back during Bayis Sheni, he fined them. The Gemara refers to this every once in a while. And he said, you don't have to give it to the Leviim. You don't have to give it to the Leviim. Maybe give it to the Kohanim. Maybe keep it for yourself. But you don't have to give it to the Leviim because they didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael. So hopefully we'll have time a little bit later to talk about that. But either way, on the daraisa level, we paskin, it goes to the Leviim. Mishershia mitzvah, what's some of the messages behind this mitzvah? Says the Chinuch Lefi. Sheshevet Alevi Bachar Hashem Betoch Echav Lavodaso Tamid B'Mikdasho. Shevet Levi was chosen by Hashem to work in his mikdash. Al kein haya michazdo aleihem laseis lemichyas and derakavod. Hashem didn't want them to have to be outside and trying to make a parnasa. They have holy work to do, and therefore they are chosen amongst the nation. Remember, they are a small minority in the nation. That's how it's meant to be. It's meant to be that most people are working out there. Most of the Shvatim are working. There's a small minority representation that devote their lives fully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They work in the base of Mikdash. Kikein ya'us l'misharsi ha-melech. Because this is appropriate to the servants of the king. Sheti arucha samizumenes lohem. Aydi achirim sheyachinuhu lohem. It's appropriate that the group that is appointed and chose it to work for the king will have their meals brought to them. And the only thing they have to do is to work with the avod of the king. And even though there are 12 shvatim, and you might say, fascinating havamina, that they should get 1/12. Everybody should give them 1/12, so it works out. They're 12 shvatim, 1/12 should go to the Leviim. No, it's 1/10, even more than 1/12. Why? Because, you know, that's covered. Ulafi chaluka shava hayrashi luchelik echad mishneimasar. Gamzei hayitaron lahem lichvodam. Ki miyotami beit hamelech ra'ui shetia chelkam yiseira al kulam. It's appropriate that they have even a little more than the others. Good. So this is a mitzvah daraisa that we could do. Maaser Rishon to give it to the Levi. The Gemara even says in Maseches Tainis, the Chiddush quotes it, that this is one of the only mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs related to tzedakah are the only mitzvahs that one is allowed to, so to speak, test God. There is an issa d'oraisa that we're going to learn about in the future of Lo Sinasu as Hashem Elokeichem. One is not allowed to test Hashem. You know, I'm going to do this, but you better do this. You're not going to do that. Except by tzedakah. B'chanuni nabazos, says the pasuk in Malachi, that when he's even allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll give this tzedakah, but please make my son be a Baal Midos. Make this, make that. Doesn't always mean that the answer is going to be yes from Hashem, but it means that we have that right. It's not considered chutzpah or inappropriate. But that's the message of the mitzvah. The Levim are special, and therefore we have to treat them in a special way and give them what they need. Good. Many halachas. Let's get into some of them. Midini ha-mitzvah. First, we'll go through as much of the chinuch as we can, and then we'll see if there's time for more minchas chinuch. Midini ha-mitzvah, says the chinuch. Sha ma'aser hazeh shel halevim hu chulin gemurim. Ma'aser rishon has no kedusha. It has no kedusha. If a Yisrael eats ma'aser rishon, he is stealing from the Levi, but that's it. That's it. He doesn't. He's not chayiv any. He's not chayiv malchus. He's not chayiv misa. If a zar eats truma, it's misa b'dei shamayim. But if his czar eats meiser rishon, he's not. We're going to learn within meiser rishon it's truma's meiser that the Levi has to give to the Kohen. So that has the status of truma. And if you eat then meiser rishon without truma's meiser being taken off, that could be a problem. But once the truma's meiser is taken off, which Bezer we'll talk about next time, that's the next mitzvah. If it's plain meiser rishon, it is chulin gemurim, and that is why bizman hazeh, when we'll see, it's only drabbanan, we'll see, and we're not sure who the Leviim are, and we're all tameh. That is why most of the time, we don't give the Levi a Ma'aser Rishon today, because prove to me that you're really a Levi, and up to that point, I'm going to keep it. I'll be mafreshit, because until I'm mafreshit, it's tevel, and that's aser, but once I'm mafreshit, one is allowed to keep it. Or, let's say the Levi wants to invite over his Yisrael friend to share lunch with him, and he's eating Ma'aser Rishon. No problem. Ma'aser Rishon does not have Kedusha. It's chul and gemurim. V'yafilu b'tumma. It can be even be eaten, but tumah. Ma'aser Sheni has limitations of when it can be eaten. Ma'aser Rishon is chulin gemurim. Shneamar, as the pasuk says here, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem klomar. Your truma, which in the pasuk is being referred to, your ma'aser shehu murah mituas Yisrael, the ma'aser which is raised up. That's the lashon of truma. Shehu lachem kedagam min agor v'chamalei min hayakev. It should be for you like regular food. Af ma'aser rishon shenilo trumaso chulon lechal davar pirish shenilo trumaso. As we'll learn, when trumas ma'aser is taken off, only kedusha and pedia is only a discussion by ma'aser sheni. Good. So it's all chulin. Vayter v'yomer b'sifri, says the chinuch turning over in the sifri. It's also based on a mishnah. The first mishnah in ma'aseris says there are three requirements. When is something chayiv in ma'aseris? It has to be, number one, kol shu ochel. It has to be ochel adam. It has to be food, person food, for human consumption. V'nishmar, it has to be guarded, meaning it can't be hefker. Hefker is pater. And number three, gidulam in ha'aretz. That's to grow from the ground, meaning mushrooms are not considered growing from the ground. They're considered growing from the air, and that's why you make a shahakol on mushrooms. Those three requirements. Chayiv v'maiser b'tshuma. V'maiser midachsiv. That's the pasuk in Dvarim. Reishis d'gancha v'siroshcha v'sarecha v'chulu. Ma dagan tirosh v'yitzar ma'achal adam v'gidulam in ha'aretz v'yeshlo b'aylam. Just like dagan tirosh v'yitzar, which are the examples in the Torah, that it's for human consumption, and it grows from the ground, and it has an owner. Shenemar digancha av kol kayotzei bo em chayev chuma umaisrus. Aval hayirakos, vegetables, aval pishein machal adam, vegetables fit into all three. But still, vegetables, chumas umaisrus, and vegetables are only di rabbanan, that everybody agrees to. Everybody agrees, yirakos, maiser, yerek is drabbanan. Emachi maiser, all drabbanan. Levishanemar b'maiser, called tfuah zar echa. The yerek ino nikra tfuah. Yerek is not called tfuah. So, everybody agrees that maiser, yerek is drabbanan vegetables. The major machlokas, which he's about to explicate, at least some of the opinions, is what's really do raisa? What is chayiv? Which fruit are chayiv and shumas and maisers mi do raisa? So, what Rashi and Tosa say all over Shas is exactly what the chinuch says here. Yoser nira shegam bechal aperos chutz bidagan tirosh v'yitzar ein chiyav ma'aser ben alamid rabbanan. Rov rishonim assume that only dagan means the five grains. The five grains, tirosh and yitzar. What does tirosh and yitzar mean? Means wine and oil. There's a machlokes about grapes and olives, but wine and oil and the five grains, Those are the only items that are chayiv in Shumas and Maisers on a d'oraisa level. All other fruit, oranges, apples, pears, nectarines, all of those, according to Rov Rishonim, are only chayiv midirabanan. In chayiv a Maiser ben el midirabanan. Vikra, the Maisi, b'sefri asmachta ba'alman, the psukim that are connected to this, are an asmachta. That's what it said. That's what it seems to say in the Gemara in Mitzia as well. But then the chinuch notes, amnam harambam zal, kasav hefech mizeh. The Rambam argues. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, all fruits are d'oraisa. Major nafkamina. What is the Rambam? Apples, oranges, all of them are d'oraisa. Tomatoes and cucumbers, everybody agrees. That's Shumas and Maisers d'rabanan. But according to the Rambam, Rambam says, all fruit are d'oraisa. He says it a number of times in Seder, in Sefer's rhyme, just in case we didn't get it. So that is the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos, or Rashi and the Tosfos, they all say, and the Ravid in, on the Rambam also seems to say like Rashi and Bali Tosfos. There is a third Shita. And that is the Minchas Chinuch quotes in Os Beis. He quotes the Ritva from Bava Metzia, who quotes a different Ravid. Maybe it's a different Ravid, maybe it was Chozer Bo, who suggests that maybe only the fruit of Shivas Haminim are Chayiv D'oraisa. That's what it is. Chita Sara, Gevetet, Reth, Zeshem, and Dvash. Only those. Only the Shivas Haminim are Chayiv D'oraisa. So that is a collector's item Shita. It's quoted in the Ritva in Bava Metzia on Daf Peches, I think. So that is three opinions that one should be aware of. Two of the main ones, Rambam versus Rashi and Tosfos, what are Chayiv and Shumas and Maisers on a D'oraisa level. Good. Next halacha. V'chem inyan ha-mitzvah, masha omru. Shein ma'asrim en ha-chadash ala yashan, v'loman ha-yashan ala chadash. Every year has its own Shumas and Maisers. It works out, right? Tu b'shvat is in 2 days. So it works out. We're talking about this today. Right? That's the, you have to always have to know which year it's from. V'loman ha-min al-she'en al-mino. You can't take, truma or maestras from one min onto another min. V'loman ha-chiev al-apatr, v'loman ha-patr al-chiev. You have to take from what's obligated for what's obligated. Avo ba'asrin, the only thing, flexibility you have here is shalom and amukaf. This is the only halacha that's different between trumas and maestras. Truma, you're supposed to take off. Min hamukaf, truma that is touching the rest of the item, the rest of the field. I gather everything that I take off truma, min hamukaf, while maestras doesn't have to be min hamukaf. That's the halacha. Avo bisha betrumag eno kin shein truma nel min hamukaf, mikal makom bishar dvarim, shavet in trumas and maestras. Truma and maestras are usually the same, except for the halacha of min hamukaf. Next, v'chein me'inyan ha-mitzvah. When is, says the chiduch, when is the chiyuv of Shumas and Maisers? So many know the halacha that if you want to just go under a tree somewhere out in the open and take something and eat it there, one is allowed to. Achilas arai, just a temporary snacking type of eating, one could do that under the tree. Why? Because the chiyuv of Shumas and Maisers, the chiyuv of Maisers today only kicks in when there is gemar malacha. When is there gemar malacha? Ein adam chayav lahafresh maaser min haTorah el hagomer peirosav la'ochel ma'atzmo. Only if there is gemar malacha. If there's no gemar malacha, what does gemar malacha mean? It means you put everything into a pile, you gathered it in, and you did meiruach. Meiruach, you smoothed out the pile. That's the finishing of the processing of the pile. And the Gemara adds, you have to bring it into your house. Ri'as p'nei abayis, or bring it into your barn, whatever it is. Meiruach and ri'as p'nei abayis. Once those take place, then there's a chiyuv ha-maisers d'oraisa. There are a number of events that create a chiyuv ha-maisers on a d'rabbanan level. For example, Shabbos. Shabbos, everything is considered chashuv on Shabbos, all eating. So therefore, automatically, Shabbos, you're not allowed to snack on Shumas and Maisers on Shabbos when you brought it. Shabbos, cooking, salting, chatzer. Any of these are considered, on at least on a drabbana level, koveya lemaisers. V'chein, another important halacha about maisers. Halokeach. The Gemara mentions there's a patur of someone who buys. What does that mean? Somebody who buys an achayiv and maisers? What does that mean? Three shitas in the Rishonim. So the chinuch does not go into the details here. But if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Os Hay, in Osei, he quotes all three opinions. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam say, what does the Gemara mean by that alokeach is pater? That's only if everything is finished by Reuven. Reuven has it and has Gemar Malacha in his Rishus. Reuven did everything. He made the piles, he smoothed it out. He's finished. He has Mevnik Trubas and Maestros off. And instead he sells it to Shimon. Shimon is pater. Shimon is pater. That's the Gzeras HaKasif. Ava Alokeach Kodem Shenigmar. But, says Rabbeinu Tam, it says the Rambam, if you buy it before the Gemar Malacha, and then you do the Gemar Malacha, then you're Chayiv. Wherever the Gemar Malacha is done, there's a personal Chiyiv on you. That is Shita number one. The Minchas Chinuch has a fascinating question. According to that opinion, what happens if the seller buys it back? Reuven is chayiv. He sold it to Shimon, who's now potter. What if Reuven now buys it back? Does his chiyuv reinstate itself? Choser v'neir? Or do you say, no, once it's potter, it's always potter? But either way, that's the first opinion. The Rivam, quoted in Tosfos in Baba Metzia, there at Daf Peches, says exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. That if you buy it before Gemar Malacha, you're putter. Because you have to have the entire process done in one person's rishus. So if you buy it before Gemar Malacha was done, it grew by Reuven and Shimon did Gemar Malacha, putter. But if you bought it after Gemar Malacha, so then it's chayiv in the hands of Reuven, so where'd the chayiv disappear to? When you buy it, you're also chayiv. It's already has a chayiv on it. So that's the Rivam, who says exactly the opposite of Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam versus the Rivam, right? Major about Machlokis, because al katzeh. And then the Ravid holds the third sheet, and that is, there's across the board. The Ptalokech is Potter, Bain Koden Gemar, Bain Lacha Gemar, totally Potter. Either way, three important sheetas to know about the Halacha. Each one is very lumdish. Got to figure out exactly what the Svaras are, but that's the three-way Machlokis. Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Os Hey. Back to the Chinuch. Vein Chiyav Meiser Chalal Bepeiras Ashi Yigilonis Meiser. Most of Maseches Meiseres is about this line. The Chiyav of Meiseres is only kicks in once the fruit is a certain amount ripe, or the growth, a third, or whatever it is, and the Mishnayos and Meiseres go through all the different onos of each fruit. Each fruit, how much does it have to blossom for the Chiyav of Meiser to kick in? And the Chinuch continues and goes through what one has to do to know exactly how much it is ripe. Good. Turning over, the Chinuch ends off by saying, "V'no heges b'zachar b'menikavus." This mitzvah applies to men, to women, whoever has produce. B'Yisraelim u'bikohanim u'b'leviim. Amazing. Meiser Rishon is also a chiyuv on kohanim and leviim. What does that mean? It means that if a Kohen has a field in his Arei Leviim, if a Levi has a field, so then, and he has fruit growing, then he has, before he does anything, any afrasha, it's tevel. It's in Misa B'dei Shemayim if they eat it. It's tevel. They have to do afrasha. Once they do the afrasha, they could keep it. They could give it to themselves, but they still have to do the hafrasha. They can't eat tevel is just as usher to a kohen and a levi as it is to a yisrael. Sha'af al pi shekohenim leviim notzlin ma'maiser mi yisrael chayavim hem la'aser aperis. They also have to shelo hem bekarka osehem ubi iser tevel hem aleihem ashi aser osan. They also have to do it. Aval achar she yaser osan after they take it off in rasa ochlan hem ba'atzmam they can take it themselves ha'maiser o yitznu. Or they could give it to another Kohen or another Levi in terms of Meiser Rishon, but that is an important halacha. The Kohanim and Leviim do it. There is an important discussion in the Rishonim. The Rambam and the Chinuch hold that Nesina and Hafrasha are both counted as one mitzvah. Nesina and Hafrasha. Giving, if I'm Mafrish, Meiser Rishon, and then I give it to the Levi, that's one mitzvah according to the Sefer HaChinuch and according to the Rambam. I take it and I give it. And the Rambam and Chinuch say that by Truma, say that by Meiser, say that by all the Matnas Kahuna. The Ramban vehemently argues. The Ramban says, no, it's two ideas. It's two things. There is Hafrasha, separating it, which is Matir, your grain, and then Nesina, giving it. You should count it as two. And one of his rayas is the fact, this halacha, that a Kohen and a Levi also have to take off and are Mafrish. There's no Nesina there, says the Ramban. Right, they keep it for themselves. But you see, Hafrasha could be separated and independent. So it should be counted as two mitzvahs. Others might argue and say, no, there is a Nesina here. But you give it to yourself. Right, that's the language here. Ratzu ochlem hei ba'atzmam. They could give it to themselves. But it's not that. There is no Nesina. Or you might say, when there is a Nesina, then it's linked. And when there's no Nesina, so then you don't need it. But either way, that's an important halacha. Continues the Chinuch. U'mitzvah zusha meiser v'gam mitzvah truma. Eino no heges ben ha-Torah ela beret Yisrael levada. Number one, all the mitzvahs, hatluyas ba'aretz, almost all, only apply in Eretz Yisrael. U'bizman she'yu kol Yisrael, sham. And the Chinuch quotes like the Rambam. Only when all Jews are there, or most Jews are there, that's when there is a Chiyuv of Trumas and Meiseres de Oraisa. That's the Rambam in the end of the first parak in Trumos. Truma bizman hazeh, v'afilu b'akam shechziko olei bavel, v'afilu b'yimei Ezra, eina min ha-Torah elemi divreihem. Truma today, Meiseres today, says the Rambam, says the Chinuch is derabanan. Why? She'en lecha tshuma shel Torah ela be'aretz Yisrael bilvad ubilvad ubizman shekol Yisrael sham. When Bnei Yisrael are there, as the pasuk says, ki savo bias kulchem kishahayu biyerusha rishona kamoshe asidin lachzor biyerusha shlishis lok shahayu biyerusha shnia. So only mice tshuma requires all Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam adds, V'chein Yerali, Shehu Adin B'Maisros, Shein Chayav in Mizman Hazeh, Elemi Divreihem Kitshruma. Rambam holds Shumas and Maisros are only Chayav D'Rabbanan today, and that is the Shita of the Chinuch, and that is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeah, Shin Laman Aleph Beis, he holds that it is D'Rabbanan today. But, if you look in the Ravid, right there, the Ravid says, this Pasuk the Rambam is quoting, that's by Challah. That's not by Truma and Maiser. So the Ravid says, I don't know what he's talking about. It is Daraisa today. Trumas and Maestros. Only Chal is Drabanan. That's the Ravid, that's the Tur, and that's the Ramah. Achlok and Machab and the Ramah. The Ramah says in Shin Laman Aleph, V'yesh Chok and V'spir Lahu, the Chayavin Achshav Be'eretz Yisrael, B'Trumas and Maestros, Mi Da'oraisa. Achlo Noagu Kain. That's an important Machlokas, whether it's Daraisa or Drabanan. If you have cases of Safek and other issues, that's a very important Machlokas related to what the level of Maestro is today. Again, there's a lot here to a lot more to discuss. Let's see if we can get in one or two more points. An important discussion, Lamaisa, and that is what if a non-Jew owns land in Eretz Yisrael? There is a sugya in Maseches Gittin, Yesh Kinyan Biyad Chachamim, or Ein Yesh Kinyan Biyad Akum, or Ein Kinyan Lafkia Amidei Mais Trumas and Maisers. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Yud Beis. Machlokas, whether a goy's kinyan works to prevent the chiyuv of Trumas and Maisers from kicking in. The Rambam clearly says in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Trumas that he does not have the kinyan. Ain kinyan l'goy be'aretz Yisrael lafkia amidei Maisers. That's what the Rambam says. But the Kesef Mishnah there points out that there are many gemaras that seem otherwise. The yesh kinyan, and he points out you have to read the Rambam very closely. The Rambam says ain kinyan, and therefore when you buy the land back, your chayif. All the gemaras that say yesh kinyan, it means when the goy still owns it. When the goy still, there's no chiyuv, if an Arab owns a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, there's no chiyuv to go into his land, take the fruit, and give it to Trumas and Maestros. Yesh kinyan, the Rambam holds, when the goy owns it. It's only when the goy does not own it anymore, that's when the chiyuv kicks back for the Jew. One other point, and that gets back to what we started off with, there is a machlokas tanoim. We mentioned Maaser Rishon, we Paskin goes to the Levi. But there are some Tanaim that say he could also go to the Kohanim. Ezra HaSofer, when the Levim did not come back for Bayasheni, he fined the Levim. So he told the rest of the Jewish people, don't get to the Levim anymore. Because after all, it's Chulin, we mentioned. If Yisrael leaves Maaser Rishon, it's okay. He's just stealing from the Levim. But Ezra said, no, don't give it to the Levim. Asked them in Chas Chinuch in Os Tesvav, how did Ezra do that? There's a mitzvah that says you have to give it to the Levim. It's a mitzvah that says explicitly, give it to the Levim. How could Ezra say, no, don't give it to the Levim, and you could keep it? Right? It's a davar mefurish bakra. According to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, who says you can also give it to the Kohanim Daraisa, it's fine. So he says only do half the mitzvah. But if the Rabbi Kiva, what we pass, give it to the Levim. So you have to say, says the Minchas Chinuch, and if you look at the Rambam closely, maybe this is what the pshat is. The Ezra was not kones forever and ever, eternally. Just for that door. For that door that didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael, he fined them. So that was a hurrah shah for one moment. But other than that, it would go back to the Levium. That's the Kesef Mishnah, and the Minchas Chinuch discusses that here as well. That's the suggestion that he makes. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But next time we'll continue with the last mitzvah in Parshas Korach, the mitzvah of Trumas Maaser, as we get into then mitzvahs of Parah Aduma and other items of Trumas Mais coming up on the horizon as we close in Be'ez Hashem in a couple of days on mitzvah number 400.